on the Radio Sports Page this week. We're joined by Pella Christian Boys soccer players Jack Fancher and Alejo Marcon. And guys, thanks for joining us. And, you know, obviously you guys are coming off of a tough loss to Des Moines Christian this week, but you guys have had a very good start to the season, and you guys are in the rankings here in Class 1A, the number four team in Class 1A. What does that mean for you guys, you know, to go from a team that was 2-10 last season to a team that, you know, in the first few weeks of the season here, have received that honor from the coaches to be considered one of the top teams in the state?
It feels really good. Last year, we didn't have the opportunity to win a lot of matches. We had, in my opinion, really bad luck, but I see a lot of progress in the boys. I can feel their courage, and they're willing to play, and that makes me really happy. I'm really excited for what the season is going to bring us.
Yeah. Last year, we didn't really move the ball that much, but this year we're passing it a lot better, and a lot of new people coming in and contributing a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, one of those things that you're, you know, with soccer is, you know, you're so dependent on your teammates to help set you guys up and stuff like that, and, you know, you guys have got a good balance and a group that necessarily hasn't had a ton of experience in the fact that a lot of them aren't traditionally soccer players. And, you know, how have you guys seen that development as some of the leaders on the squad this year, and as the team continues to grow, how have you guys seen that come about this season?
I think only having one senior on the team also plays a big role, so everyone else has to step up. And I think people playing other sports, they know how to step up into a leadership role, and they're doing that perfectly on the soccer team.
I completely agree with you, Jack. I feel like the juniors this year have a really important role. They're going to lead the team next year, and I just see them in practice, having fun and putting all their effort makes me really happy. That I feel like the juniors are going to be really good leaders next year.
Yeah, and talking about some of these recent matches, I mean, obviously Des Moines Christian, a very solid squad, and you guys play in a tough conference. And how does a match like this prepare you for what you're going to see in the Pellas and the Norwalks and just some of these little hockey conference teams that you'll see throughout the course of this season?
Well, this game, I feel like it shows us that we need to be a little more aggressive. We're going to play against teams with more experience, and if we don't win those 50-50s, those really hard balls, I think we're going to have a really tough moment, but I think these guys are completely able to do it.
I think this gives us a preview of what it's going to look like later in the season, and I think right now we're not there yet, but I think by the end of the season we should be able to step up and we can compete with the Little Hawkeye Conference.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking to you guys, I know that, Jack, you're looking more for football as of right now in a couple of years here when you graduate. And Alejo, you're going to Central and going to go play tennis and soccer over there, which you're doing here at Pella Christian this year. And that's an awesome opportunity. And as somebody who helps cover Central, I'm going to love to get to see a familiar face over there on the Central campus. But, you know, as you guys are looking into that process and, you know, more so Alejo, for you, what went into that process, and Jack, as you're going through that process now, what does that kind of look like for you guys?
Well, I always believe that my education goes first, but I'm super excited to play with Central. I met the coaches, I met the team, and the team is super nice, the people are super nice. I feel like this season in Pella Christian is going to prepare me for that, so I'm super excited.
I've been looking to kick, and I think that I've been looking at Dort, and the coaches and everything have been super nice to me, and I think this next year of football really open up some doors for me and see what my options are for football.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's pretty exciting. You know, the opportunity to play college athletics anywhere is really exciting, and to do it at a school that you really enjoy is an even bigger bonus to being able to do that as well. And guys, thanks for joining us. I know it's obviously tough to talk about games where, you know, you just unfortunately come on the wrong side of things, 3-1 loss here to Des Moines Christian, but we appreciate the time, and we look forward to seeing how you guys can continue to progress this season and see how things end up going. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Jack Fancher and Alejo Marcon of the Pella Christian Boys soccer team here on the Radio Sports Page on 92.1 KRLS.